I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Fantastic, guys. You're off and running, so just
great.
Thanks. Cool.
We don't need to press anything or do anything.
Not at all. Give us a text when you're done.
Cool.
And then we'll divvy him up.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. You're our favourite.
Bye.
Thanks. Mark's my new favourite dad.
He's the best one.
Yeah. Well, should we go into it, or are we going to carry on talking about my deep disappointments for another 20 minutes? Probably shouldn't do that.
I kind of do want to hear it. Well, why don't we go into it, and then we'll do your deep disappointments afterwards. Also, you sometimes frame things, I think. You write your own... I'm not going to put this in.
I write my own eulogy.
Yeah, because how I would frame what you're currently doing is you're on Equity Minimum, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry. Fucking hell.
Sorry, I'm so good.
Are you really ill?
No.
No, I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I don't know what I'm really well. I'm really physically healthy. It's going really well.
Where?
Oh, hell amongst, I don't ever work. I don't know what you're about. I don't work so much because I don't want to be alone with my thoughts. But it's all right. I'm just jealous of your career, mate. That's all that is. Your career, your fucking career.
Are you joking?
Can we talk about your career? Going to the West End, baby.
Oh, I know.
It's so exciting.
We had the read-through yesterday. I was so bad. I've never acted so badly in my entire life.
Danny Phillips, how gassed I is to be with Danny Phillips.
I know.
It's lovely.
It's so lovely because we did a show, I think it must have been 5 years ago, at like an attic room in Gilded Balloon where it was so hot that like audiences would basically strip during the show, and the show overran every night, so during the last scene we would take the set down and put it in suitcases, like do the get out during the show. It was like so, the most unglamorous job. Seven of us all shared one room.
Yeah,
I know, it was grim. Anyway, it was the most unglamorous job in the world, and now we're doing a glamorous
sexy job, being paid lots, hanging out with David Mitchell.
Oh, he's the nicest one in the whole world. Oh. I might have to go get a tissue.
Yeah, I think maybe you should. Oh, fucking hell. That is rank.
I'm really sorry, but I might just have to take... No, wait, who is this?
It's fine, take it.
Basically... Oh, it's Wimbledon Leisure Centre. Oh, I'm going to leave that.
Yeah, I hope you can put Wimbledon Leisure Centre on fucking hold. Haven't seen you in, like, 8 years.
We're back, we're bitching.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, look, we're sorry. I'd like to say it's my fault, but for once in my life, it's not. It's Helen's
fault
for being too successful.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And for me having to put her mental health first, which frankly, I simply hate to do because I simply hate to think about anyone other than myself. But I had to say, no, Helen, we aren't doing the podcast because you need to go to bed.
Thanks, Tilly.
And go to bed you did.
We're back and bitching.
This is our Christmas special.
Ding, ding, ding. We should get Dave to do a Jingle Bells version of ding.
Dave's busy.
Do you know, I've had lots of people saying, when's the next episode coming out? I've lost my... I've
world
run
to
out.
Live.
Yeah. They've run out of episodes, yeah. And how nice is that? But also, I'm feeling the pressure that YouTubers must feel from subscribers.
This is the thing, I don't really ever want this show to be any more popular than it is, because it's just going to become a fucking pain in the arse. Do you know what I mean?
We don't really want
the wrong sort of people listening to this show, do we?
No.
No.
Those guys can get in the bin.
We only really want you guys, because you get it. You know,
you get it.
You're not needy, you're not, you know, you get what we're trying to do. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're doing the show, but I mean... That's happening, isn't it?
Do you want to tell me how you are?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, guys. I've had a personal pre-life crisis.
Pre-life crisis?
Well, I mean, life hasn't really got going yet, has it? Fucking hope not, anyway. Otherwise, this is disappointing.
Oh, dearie me.
Yeah, guys, I'm learning all about how to be responsible, be vulnerable. Helen's looking at me like, don't do any of those things, you insane woman. And it's actually really... Do you know what? I know this isn't very on brand, and if any of you come up to me in the street and say that you heard me say this, I'll fucking kill you. I wake up in the morning and I go outside and I'm happy to go outside.
Wow!
And I look at the sky and I'm like, fucking great. Let's do it.
Tilly.
I've never felt like that before in my life.
I'm actually going to start crying.
I've never, ever felt like that before in my life. Ever. Are you actually fucking crying? Oh my God! Oh, for fuck's sake, now I'm crying. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You like the sky. The sky likes you.
That's... You know what fucking gives me whiplash about our friendship is like, I can text you saying that I love you and you'll ignore it, but then when I see you, you start crying because of one
Look,
minor
not good
thing I've said.
On my phone, okay?
You literally have just rejected a call from the Wimbledon. You're on
your
phone all the
this.
Time.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at all these WhatsApp messages that I've not replied to. I'm not good on my phone, guys. And if you're my friend out there and I've not replied to you, I love you so much. I'll see you when I see you.
You're actually crying. This is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just so happy. I was telling somebody about my friend the other day who did morphine when they were a child and they've not been happy since. That friend is you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah. And then I thought, oh, I said it as a joke, like how you'd said it. And then I heard it back and I was like, "That." No one in the room laughed. And they were like, are they all right? And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you do have to have my comic timing, really, to get that right.
That's why I'm not at the Soho Theatre at the moment. Mm. That's on you.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
So
how are you in yourself? Because you have really fucking overworked yourself in the past couple of months.
It's been a busy old time. I feel absolutely amazing.
Oh, great.
Can I tell you something?
Uh-huh. I wish you would.
I don't actually have anything to say.
You fucking dicker.
No, it's been great. It's been so good.
Helen's just wiping the tears from her eyes.
I love that. I feel amazing. I clearly am a bit memorable myself. Oh dear, maybe I haven't slept as much as I needed to. No, it's been great. I've been on tour with the Trojan Horse, which is my show, and it's been a lot of work, but it's been really, really rewarding. And everybody involved is so unbelievably talented and lovely. And we're going on tour again next year, guys, coming to a theatre near you. And then I'm doing a show that I'm very scared to do in the West End. I'm very scared.
Why are you scared?
Because I cannot explain to you how bad I am at acting. And I know all actors say this, and I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine. But you know that pre-show thing where you can't imagine what it's going to look like?
Yeah, you're like, fuck, I've lost it. Yeah. I can't do it. Why have I been given the job? No. This is an error.
Particularly with this, because I've got the job because I played the part in the TV show. I really wish they'd auditioned me.
So what the fuck are you on? How are they going to audition you?
Well, I just wish that I felt like, you know, I'd, you know, they'd seen what I was going to do and then they'd chosen to give me the part based on that rather than just...
Right, that's fucking stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, but I just need to be less insecure because I owe it to womanhood. So it's going to be great. I'm great. I'm the best. Individualism rules.
Can I tell you something, though, that may or may not be comforting?
Oh, God.
Even if you were shit, people still like you because you've got innate likability. So really, you'll never know if you were any good or not. you're an exceptional actress.
Oh God, stop it! I'm going to start crying.
You
again.
Are. Okay, you are. You know you are. You've got the insecurity, and you've got.
We can't put this out. This is.
You know why you've got that? It's because you didn't go to drama school. And because your route into the industry has been unconventional and you've always been the underdog who's been, like, pushing yourself forward.
Yeah.
Now in your life, you are no longer the underdog. You are the big dog.
Whoa, Dalmatian.
Yeah, you're a big fucking massive Dalmatian that everyone wants to make a coat out of because you're so sexy and great at your job.
You're a Dalmatian too.
I'm more like a Great Dane, I think. But
oh, fit.
Yeah.
They're classy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tilly. I'm sweating. I'm so moved.
Good. Well,
thank you. That's really lovely. It means loads. You can't put any of this in.
You can't put any of this in the show. I'm going to put it all in. And then Ella won't listen because she's busy. The last time I saw you, we did Dave's podcast, Friends with Friends, which was great.
Yeah, go move on to Acast's platform to listen to.
Yeah, if you want like a slightly less healthy snapshot of where our friendship was at that point. It got really competitive between us, didn't it?
Whoa. It sounds like we're joking, I think, but we were not.
Yeah, we weren't joking. We weren't joking.
We had to do a competitive friends quiz. The thing for me, it wasn't about you, actually. It was about my own. I felt like, what was the point in wasting my teenage years watching Friends if I couldn't even get out 10 out of 10 on a friends quiz? Oh, I'm a disappointment to my family. It was a great, it's a great podcast though, guys.
Yeah, check it out.
Might put an advert for it in the middle of this.
Maybe they will. So,
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Do you like Christmas?
Oh, you know, I put my Christmas decorations up on the 1st of October, and my flatmate Mary told me off, and she said, no, you can't.
Because she's sane, yeah.
But you know what? I think, I was like, come on, Mary. The whole thing about Christmas is the anticipation.
Yes.
That's the joy of it.
It's the delayed gratification, and then the gratification isn't that great.
It's the pre-cum.
Yeah.
But anyway, she wouldn't let us.
Your boobs look amazing.
Oh, I've
Are you pregnant? You're not pregnant, are you? No. They're fucking massive.
No, they just are big.
Yeah, you've got big boobs.
And I've got a new bra.
Okay.
That's not a sports bra. I normally wear a sports bra.
Yeah. They're looking fucking great.
Yeah, they're pretty big. 34 double D.
Jesus.
And I am 4'11".
You're not.
No, I'm not.
We're the same height.
I'm 5'2". What are you?
5'3". Just that inch better.
I think, you know what? I'm 5'3" too.
I think we're the same height, mate.
I think you're right. I think I always tell people 5'2" because I want to get cast as 15-year-olds.
Right, okay.
And you know when a lie becomes the truth?
Yeah.
In the words of Alex Turner.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what's happened with my height.
Okay. When do we stop lying about our age?
Oh, my God. I got ID'd for a scratch card yesterday.
I don't get ID'd anymore. I've got too much presents.
But I got ID'd, yeah, in the petrol station on a motorway where I had driven my car.
And got out. Gonna come out
and, I was paying for my petrol from my car. And I said, could I have number 12, please? And he said, have you got any ID? And I said, I've got my car keys in my hand. And he said, I know, but I've got to see it.
I've got to see that double D.
Got me 16 to buy a scratch card. And I didn't win.
Do you know what? I've swallowed my tea and it's gone in my nose. Now I'm going to sound like you. I feel like I've been to the swimming bath. And it was because I started laughing because I was remembering you telling me about the National Lottery app. Because first I was like, why the fuck are you buying a scratch card? And then I remember that you're a secret gambler.
I've deleted the app.
So now you're just going into petrol stations and just buying them.
Yeah,
in
I didn't need any petrol.
Which is a scratch card that you bought?
I bought a Christmas themed one.
Oh,
yeah, it's only £1.
Okay.
Sometimes I treat myself and buy the £2 ones.
Is Christmas just the scratch card of holidays? It's the anticipation.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's like I might win and it might be amazing.
Yeah.
Everything might be perfect. It might snow.
But it probably won't.
Probably won't. You probably just get drunker than you wanted to during lunch and maybe open up to your family slightly if you're lucky, but probably not.
Or what happens with scratch cards is if you do win, you tend to win £1 and then just buy another scratch card and then lose.
Yeah.
So it's that thing of, oh, I think I'm having fun. You commit to the fun. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens when I go on a date as well. Yeah, this is fun. Oh, no.
I think the key with dates is keep them to an hour.
Mm.
Go for a drink, then go, busy, sorry, I've got to go.
I'm going to do sober dating. Like, as in, like, I think it's fine, like, second or third date, get drunk. But I think first meeting someone, I don't want to be on anything. I want to know exactly what's going on. Do you know what I mean? And also whether there's actually any chemistry or if it's just the fucking alcohol. Because let me tell you, I have made friends with some reprehensible people because of alcohol. So how the fuck do I know?
You don't know.
You don't know, man. You don't know.
Yeah, all right. I support you in this endeavour.
My eye's been twitching for 2 months. Should I be worried?
Are you getting enough sleep? Have you got enough iron? I don't know if that is actually a...
Do you know what? I have been looking after myself-ish. Better than I have previously in my life.
My friend thought that she had an iron deficiency, so she drank a sachet of iron every day.
I thought you were going to say, so she drank herself to death?
And when she went to the doctor, her iron was super high.
She was really ill.
Yeah, because she was fine. She didn't have an iron deficiency, and so she was just putting extra iron into her body.
What was wrong with her?
I think she just needed a nap. I think she just was tired.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? Join the fucking club.
I hope you're listening to this in bed.
Yeah. So, Christmas.
We've gone off topic. Merry Christmas!
You can't just do this every time.
That's the best Christmas song.
So
who are we doing then? Go on.
Well, no, actually, I think, what is your favourite Christmas song?
It's got to be the cliche.
What?
We did this last year.
Did we?
Yes. I just remembered because then we came up, because I was about to tell you it's Pogues. And then last year we said, what word should we use instead of F-O-G-G-O-T?
F-O-G.
And we came up with maggot. And then we realised that already was a lyric. We've come full circle, guys.
Oh my God. The illusion of progress is fucking real. We think that we're getting better every year. We're just doing the same thing over and over again. No, but who did...
George Osborne.
Yeah, well, that's not the same as... We're going to talk about Father Christmas. That's not the same as George Osborne.
Hello.
I mean...
He's got an evil glint in his eye.
He's got an evil glint in his eye.
Are you making fun of me because of my
Yeah, I'm cruel now. I'm cruel because you love it. I don't know. I'm just cruel because I'm insecure about friendship and I worry that if we didn't have this podcast, you wouldn't want to hang out with me and I'd probably never see
you again. That's true, isn't it? I'm going to start crying again.
It is true.
And it is probably true, yeah. I'm bad at making time for my friends.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're just you.
You're you.
Some of us are more emotionally available than others, you know.
You're very available via WhatsApp.
Well, sometimes I'm not. No, I am. I'm always available. If anyone's got a problem, just DM me. I'll be happy to talk you through it, to be honest.
Should we do Santa Claus then? Father Christmas?
Yeah.
Wait, what's your favourite Christmas song?
Well, we did this last year, didn't we? So
go back and listen to George Osborne.
I think it's The Darkness, Don't Let the Bells End.
Yeah, that's what you said last year. That's good that it's not changed. It shows you're not lying. Santa Claus, also known as Father Christmas, St. Nicholas, St. Nick, Kris Kringle, or simply Santa. I just blew some snot out my nose.
Great. Right, can you just go and get a fucking tissue?
Is a legendary figure.
Just go get a tissue. I'll chat to everyone while you're getting a little snot rag for yourself. She now can't get out. Her tits are too massive. Her tits are just bouncing off every fucking surface in the room. Bam, bam, bam. Double D's, double D's, double D's. I might stop calling her double D's. I don't know how she'd feel about that. God, it's stressful doing this on my own. I'm really glad that I have Helen. Don't tell her this, obviously. Don't tell her that I care. Don't tell her that I care as much as I do, because... if she knew, maybe she wouldn't love me. Oh, she's back. She's got a tissue.
Ugh.
How you feeling? Tits, tits, tits.
Maybe I am pregnant.
Are you actually?
No.
Please don't get pregnant. I'll never see you again.
The day
you get pregnant, that's it. I'm never going to see you again.
I disagree. When I get pregnant, I'm quitting everything other than just milking my baby.
Rule of Three, a podcast presented by me, Joel Morris.
And me, Jason Hazley.
In which we talk to people who make comedy.
About the films.
And TV.
And books.
And records.
And comics.
And people.
That make them laugh.
She doesn't want people having a go at Martin, even though she can. And that's true of, I mean, most of my friends are idiots, but they're my friends.
I never really understood what Han Solo did for a job.
You don't need to know anything more than, like, he's just sobbing while being punched in the balls.
They were just trying to make each other laugh in the office. You have to show a certain amount of contempt for your audience.
Write your own jokes, been a morning, you lazy bastard.
Follow us on Twitter at Rule of Three Pod.
Rule of Three.
Available now from all good podcastiers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
St. Nick, Kris Kringle, or simply Santa, is a legendary figure originated in Western Christian culture who is said to bring gifts to the homes of well-behaved children on the night of Christmas Eve, 24th of December, or during the early morning hours of Christmas Day, 25th of December.
How does he do it? Go.
Magic.
Oh my God, Father Christmas is Derren Brown.
I'm going to pin that to my Twitter.
I can't believe of all like the amazing jobs you've done, like high profile shows you've done, your pinned tweet on Twitter is you saying, "Derren Brown is Banksy, let me explain." And like five likes.
It's true.
For God's sake, like, why don't you put like, "So excited to be an upstart crow," or like, "So excited to be Helen Monks." Like, instead it's fucking...
And no one likes it. And now that in itself is more proof that Derren Brown is Banksy, I think.
Have you met him?
No. Have you?
No. Not that I can remember.
I'm really scared of him. He would read my mind.
And
I'm
really sexually attracted to Derren Brown. Really. Whoa. I find him really, really sexy. Mm. I like all that stuff.
Do you?
Mind control stuff, yeah.
Do you? Mm. Are you into that?
Yeah, I am into that, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
His husband is someone who was a contestant or participant on one of his shows, who he hypnotised.
Oh!
Are you into that?
Yeah.
I think that's 100. Weird.
Yeah. I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Excuse me, blowing my nose.
It's all right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. ASMR. I think this is like when I kept burping. That's how I feel about
is
like...
It?
I don't like people spitting. Don't like people spitting. I don't like when people do the thing.
Yeah. It's just there all the time. Yeah.
How long have you been ill?
I'm going to be sick.
I'm not ill.
I'm going to be sick. You are ill.
This is like the episode of Friends where Monica is ill.
And she can't say the word
and
B.
And she can't
say...
Am I going to get ill now? I really don't want to be ill. I haven't been ill.
I'm past that point where it's contagious.
Everyone says that and it's fucking not. I hate that. Oh, past the point where it's getting... They're like fucking bleeding from their eyes and you're like, no, no.
All right. Can I tell you what I find interesting?
Yeah. I hope so. That's the whole fucking show, isn't it?
Okay, wait. Before we do that, do you remember Tom Lodge? We have a friend called Tom Lodge. Do you remember his game at uni, Shit or Boss? Where he'd say something and then you had to say whether you thought it was shit or you thought it was boss.
God, I love Tom so much.
So, like, Rita Raw was shit or boss.
Yeah.
Father Christmas, shit or boss?
Shit.
Why?
Don't know. I've just decided to be controversial today. Because I want attention.
He brings gifts to children all around the Western world.
Yeah, but he's boring, isn't he?
Father Christmas.
I wish Father Christmas was a bit more goth.
I see.
I wish there was a bit more of an element of edge to him. He's very... Yeah, that's quite an edgy one.
So this is a 13th century depiction of St. Nicholas from St. Catherine's Monastery, and he looks quite
fit, actually.
Yeah, he's quite intense. He looks like Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
He's thin. Do you know when he got fat?
When?
In, like...
After his divorce.
He got fat when he moved to America.
Oh.
No joke.
Well, it's a sign of prosperity. And
Thomas Nast... immortalised Santa Claus with an illustration for the 3rd of January 1863 issue of Harper's Weekly. Santa was dressed in the American flag and had a puppet with the name Jeff written on it.
Is that where the red comes from?
Reflecting its Civil War context, yeah.
So is that why he then started dressing in red, because of the American flag?
I think so. Everyone says it's because of Coca-Cola, but I don't think that's true.
So could... Father Christmas, shit or boss?
The best.
Boss, yeah.
Boss. Make D. In my house, we've never admitted that he might not be. I can't even say it. He comes every year.
When did you find out he wasn't?
I don't remember. I didn't.
So
I think he's boss and you think he's shit.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it would be cool if he was, like, you know, Like the sleigh. Ugh. Like, why not a motorbike in the sky?
So do you know where that comes from?
What?
So this is what I find boss about Father Christmas, is he's evidence that literature and drama can literally shape our culture. Because if you look historically back at all of the origins of him, they're all little bits and pieces that have, like, formed and evolved throughout time.
Right.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know any of that.
Mm.
All right, let me tell you where... Also, look at this picture of him.
Maybe one day it'll be the Trojan horse tour in the sky.
Stop it. I hate you. So this is a picture of him. So people think that in Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, The Ghost of Christmas Present is based on Father Christmas.
Yeah.
And look at this illustration of him in the book.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
He's got a six-pack and his green robes are very much coming off. An illustration by John Leech, made for Charles Dickens' festive classic A Christmas Carol in 1843.
He's a bit of a rake, do you know what I mean? I feel like Father Christmas should be more of a rake.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean? Because, like, who the fuck is normal who does that, what he does? Oh, I've got a wife. No, you don't. You shouldn't have a wife.
The Americans invented the wife. Yeah. An American writer, female, was like, I think we should give him a wife because there's not enough women.
Because he's not relatable enough.
Yeah.
What if this character had a wife? Maybe she could be younger, you know? I don't know.
Maybe 40 just something years to think about. Younger. And she stays at home and... But what does she do? I don't understand what her role is in this whole situation.
Pleasuring the elves.
Pleasuring the elves. That's outrageous. That's...
I'm saying some outrageous things today.
Outrageous.
Do you like it, though?
I love it. It's so Christmassy. You're the uncle who's had too much of the whiskey or the port. So listen about this, yeah? This is so interesting.
Every day you regret this decision to do this show with me. Every day you wake up and it's the first thing you think about. I hope I don't have to do the show today.
I don't want to do it again. So, right, should we go all the way back to the beginning?
What? Go away to what? The beginning of the Wikipedia entry? What the fuck are you on about? No.
The beginning
We've done half of it.
The beginning of where he comes from.
Yeah, maybe. I wasn't paying attention.
Where does it all start? Well, I'll tell you, kids. He was a 4th century Greek Christian bishop of Myra.
Yeah, I don't remember any of this. I don't think you said this.
Nicholas was famous. He was
I feel
a saint.
Like we need some... Can I get some... While you do this, can I get some royalty-free Christmas music
yes,
to put
please.
Underneath?
Or we could do it in the edit.
No, I think let's do it now on my phone so that later on I don't have to do the work of doing that.
Is this royalty-free, yeah?
I mean, no one's going to find out, are they?
If it's not royalty-free...
Yeah.
And we have to cut out this whole section of me talking about Christmas...
Oh, for fuck's sake, it's just from fucking... What about, like, the sound of a crackling fire? What about that?
Yeah.
No one could know that that's, like... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, Helen's going to tell you the story of Father Christmas, and I'm going to put this... 12 hours of relaxing fireplace sounds, burning fireplace and crackling fire sounds on. Sit down, children.
Is that relaxing?
Yeah, I find it relaxing and sexy, don't you?
Do you? Yeah, no, it's good.
You can turn it off if it's putting you off.
No, I like it.
Okay.
The house is on fire! St. Nicholas of Myra was a 4th century Greek Christian bishop. Okay, so that's just a bit of context.
Right, okay.
All right. He was famous for generous gifts to the poor.
Can you touch your breasts while you're doing that?
In particular, presenting the 3 impoverished daughters of pious Christian with dowries. So basically his whole thing was to stop them becoming prostitutes.
Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm turning off the fireplace. What the fuck?
Yeah, so that was so that's like the origins of the idea. Seed okay. planted, guys. So he gave gifts, but particularly to the poor. Right. Yeah. So the irony now is obviously that kids with more money get better Christmas gifts from Father Christmas. So that's a shame. He was very religious, blah, blah, blah. We're done with him. Okay. Then what happened was there was Christmas happening, yeah. But then we had a St.
There was Christmas happening, yeah.
So that was at a different time. Then we had our St. Nicholas Day, which was separate to Christmas, where the idea was that. So this was during the Middle Ages.
Right.
Often the evening before the name day of the 6th of December, which I think is St. Nicholas Day, children were bestowed gifts in his honour.
And what is he the saint of?
I don't know. Yeah. So wait, main
article. No, I'll Google it because you stay on there because you're doing the story and you're doing a really good job and I'm really proud of you and I don't want you to...
Oh, thank you so much. I don't think it says...
Okay. Saint Nicholas is the patron saint of... Okay. Because of the many miracles attributed to his intercession. Don't know what that means. I'm assuming it means when he became a saint. Yeah. He is also known as Nicholas the Wonder Worker.
Woo!
Saint Nicholas is the patron saint of sailors, merchants, archers, repentant thieves, children, brewers, pawnbrokers, and students.
Whoa!
In various cities and countries around Europe. Feels weird.
That'll be a fun party.
It's like a really, it's a real smorgasbord of...
He's a saint, loads of stuff.
Yeah, patronage, children, coopers. Coopers? Sailors, fishermen, merchants, broadcasters, the falsely accused. I feel like someone's just fucking written this.
Right, so it was the 6th of December originally. He gave gifts to kids. And then it moved to the 24th of December. The custom of gifting to children at Christmas has been propagated by Martin Luther as an alternative to the previous very popular gift of giving it on St. Nicholas Day. So Martin Luther is not Martin Luther King. He is.
What is the gift that you remember getting as a kid that made your entire life at Christmas?
Are you not interested in the history of Father Christmas? I'll tell you that in a second. No, go on, I'll tell you that. I don't really know.
No, we'll talk more about the history. It's fine. I'm sure some of the nerds who listen to this podcast will know about it.
Can I just tell you what I thought was the most interesting bit?
Yeah.
One second.
Do you know what? I think we should replace Father Christmas with Noddy Holder. That's who I think should be fucking Father Christmas. Baby, baby, baby!
It would kill him though, wouldn't it? I'm so sorry.
Slade's a great band, guys.
Germanic paganism, Woden, and Christianisation. Prior to Christianisation, which I assume is becoming Christian, the Germanic peoples, including
you have a degree
in English.
Well done.
Celebrated a midwinter event called Yule. With Christian
Yule.
Basically, during this period, supernatural and ghostly occurrences were said to increase in frequency.
Yeah, bitch, that's what I mean. Yeah. I want it ghosty, man.
Such as the Wild Hunt, a ghostly procession through the sky.
Yes, bitch, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
Which is
great fucking game.
So that's where the idea of the reindeer and the sledge and
bitch,
stuff come from.
It's ghosts in the sky.
Yeah, it's ghosts in the sky.
And we made it all shit.
I don't know. It's still magic.
I want ghosts in the sky, man.
Well, you can have it. That's what it is.
Right. Well, that's my Christmas.
The leader of the Wild Hunt is frequently attested as the god Woden, bearing the name Jolnir, meaning Yule figure, and Langbaror, meaning long beard.
Yeah, bitch.
So it all comes from paganism, which we already knew. But so look, here's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks like very mysterious. He's wearing a sort of low hat.
He looks like a fisherman.
He's holding a big stick. An 1886 depiction of the long-bearded Norse god Odin by George von Rosen. So there you go.
There you go. It was Ghost in the Sky.
So it was Ghost in the Sky. And then the American came along with this drawing of the fat guy. And loads of other stuff happened in between. This is it. Okay, and then we're going to talk about Christmas presents. I'm so sorry. This is boring. In 1821, do you want to kill yourself?
Yeah.
The book, A New Year's Present to the Little Ones from 5 to 12, was published...
I'm going to kill myself and become a ghost in the sky.
...was published in New York. It contained old Santa Claus with much delight.
Santa Claus?
I didn't realise what it was going to sound like until it came out.
Santa Claus. Oh, Santa Claus.
It was an anonymous poem describing Santa Claus on a reindeer sleigh bringing presents to children. Some modern ideas of Santa Claus seemingly became canon. So basically it started in a poem, guys.
Mm.
It's all about literature. So the culture of the paganism.
Yeah.
The culture of the Saint Nicholas. Come together, the spirits in the sky. Gareth Gates, and then someone wrote a poem, and everyone was like, "Yeah, let's do it like that." And now it's like this, you know, phenomenon. All right, what's your favourite, most life-changing present that you got at Christmas?
I got a Game Boy Color with Pokemon Yellow.
I got that,
and I have never loved anything in my life as much as I loved to play Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, it was good.
Under my covers at night. I fucking loved to be a Pokemon trainer with my Pikachu and travel around the map, man. Just travel around the map, doing battles, just being a fucking legend, going to the casino,
yeah,
all night. Just all night, bitch. All night. Doing the cheats. Desperately exciting. All of it was so exciting. And, God, will I ever feel like that again? Probably not.
I don't really remember. Sorry. I don't.
Would you rather talk about what happened in 1821? I'm trying to make this fucking show relatable for people. You're like, in 1821, Martin Luther. Oh. No, man, we've got to make it relatable for the kids.
Can I tell you what I got one year? I know this is really lame. I got a really good pillow.
How old were you?
14.
Oh, my God.
Me and my brother got, like, proper... Do you remember before pillows used to have all this, like, stuff where you, like, all the technology that make them really good?
Was it a tempur pillow?
I don't know what that means.
Like memory foam?
I don't know. It was a really good pillow.
Well, why was it good?
It just felt good on my head. And I,
you didn't want to overanalyze it. You were like, this feels good. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, feels good. It felt expensive. Proper gift.
All my favourite presents have been around games, gaming consoles.
You're such a nerd and you don't find it interesting learning about the history of Father Christmas.
I'd find it interesting if I could play as Father Christmas and shoot presents into people's chimneys and then go and get high with the reindeers. Aww. I'd find that fucking remarkable.
You are every nerdy boy's wet dream because you're just so attractive. I can't say that word. I just bit my own tongue.
Oh my God, darling.
Oh, dearie me.
And you went so brummy when you said it.
Did my own tongue. Ow.
Anyway, you were saying something so nice about me as well.
Oh. And you also like really boring stuff. You do Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I'm a big old nerd.
What's it, your Xbox, is that what you play now?
No, I ain't got anything with me in London.
What do you play when you go home? You know, when you're like...
My PS4. It's my dad's, but yeah.
They've stopped making the parts of a PS2, so you can't...
Really?
Yeah, because that's the best-selling game console there's ever been, I think.
Yeah.
And they've stopped remaking the parts, so that's it now. You're done.
Have you ever played any games other than psychological ones with your friends?
I used to play on my Game Boy.
Yeah, of course.
I used to play this PC game called Broken Sword.
Amazing games! Fantastic! Point and click adventures, and you're the detectives. Brilliant. A great game.
And you can get the app on your phone, which I did for a while, but it meant I couldn't have anything else on my phone because the storage was so massive.
Oh, because it was so, yeah.
But with oh my God, what's she called?
The French lady, woman. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy, I'm cool.
Yeah, you're fucking cool, man. Those are cool games.
Yeah, I played Lara Croft a lot, actually, as well, because my mum was a bit obsessed with that. And then I really like playing tennis on the Wii.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun playing tennis on the Wii.
I'm really good at bowling.
Yeah.
And do you know what I really love playing, actually, legit, are the slot machines.
you're a professional gambler now.
Yeah, I am. I love the two penny arcades, the slots. If I ever went to Vegas, I would die.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
You've been listening to Bitchin', a podcast by Tilly Steele and Helen Monk. Our music was by Dave Cribb and our artwork was by Luke W. Robson.